So this is one of those things that you, let's say you don't really know a lot about gay culture. You should watch this. So you're going to learn a lot here. All right. A senior at the University of Mississippi has a message for the white gay men out there who she says are acting like black women. She says, stop stealing black female culture. That's actually the title of her opinion piece that Time magazine published on its website. And she has gotten quite the reaction online, really. So many people are tweeting her about this. Now, here's some of what Sierra Manny says in her piece. She said, quote, you are not a black woman and you do not get to claim either blackness or womanhood. The difference is that the black women with whom you think you align so well, whose language you use and stereotypical mannerisms you adopt, cannot hide their blackness and womanhood to protect themselves the way that you can hide your homosexuality. Well, of the gay white men who disagree with her, at least one of them decided to fire back a response. H. Allen Scott wrote this, recognizing the things that she thinks belongs only to black women is the very thing that causes a separation and hate in our society. There is a reason why this country is called a melting pot, because eventually, once you lose the BS separation and start appreciating what makes us all amazing, you start realizing that, wow, we're not all that different after all. I want to bring both of those writers in now. H. Allen Scott is in Los Angeles. Sierra Manny is in Oxford, Mississippi. I'm in the middle. I'm going to start with Sierra. So what's your response to what Allen wrote?
I actually did not read what Allen wrote.
Because?
I did not see it.
Okay. You didn't read what Allen wrote. All right. So then how are you going to defend yourself? I'm going to have to tell you what he said. You heard what he said about that I just read. He said, you know, we're all more the same than we are different, and we should stop the separation and pointing it out, and that would make us we're a melting pot.
Well, if you read my article closely, you see that I say things very similar to that near the bottom of the piece, that although we are not the same, we are equal, and that is not an attempt of mine at all to say that you cannot enjoy music that was created by black people. That's not to say that you can't enjoy the things that you like, and there is a very thick line between appropriation and appreciation of the things that maybe some people perceive that black women do.
Okay. H. Allen, she does make a very good point. And I thought that the crux of her article when she said, but here's the shade. She says, the non-black people who get to enjoy all of the fun things about blackness will never have to experience the ugliness of the black experience, systematic racism, and the dangers of simply living while black. That's a very cogent point that she is making. Did you understand that? Can't hear him?
I can't hear.
Okay, if he can't hear, there's no point in doing this. So we'll do a break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about this. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
It's not just a